Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Today I'm talking with Rebecca Philpott and Susan Taylor Block. They're going to tell us all about the Cape Fear Garden Club's 2014 Azalea Garden Tour called For the Love of Gardening. It is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from, is it 12 to 6 or 10 to 6 every day? So
10 till 6.
10 till 6. That's great. And there are 12 private gardens plus Airlie Gardens, which is open to the public. And we'll talk all about that and the wonderful opening ceremony. So Rebecca and Susan, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk first of all about how the gardens are chosen. I know there's quite a process and a lot of preparation that goes into this.
There is. About a year and a half ago, we started sneaking around town, peeking in people's gardens. Actually got locked up on someone's estate one day accidentally looking for gardens. That was interesting. But we set categories, and we wanted a cottage garden, an English-style garden, a garden that was designed and worked by the garden owner, and a large garden, a very small garden, and we wanted a Japanese garden, but we found a beautiful Balinese garden.
I've seen pictures of that.
So
oh, my.
We have from traditional to exotic on the tour this year. It's a beautiful tour this year.
Wonderful. And the azaleas are cooperating. They seem to be popping out all around town.
They are popping out, and I think this rain and a little bit of sunshine, and it's going to look like a Christmas tree, but covered with azaleas.
So you have 12 private gardens this time, plus Airlie Gardens. Are there a couple of things you'd like to mention about some of the gardens that are on the tour?
We start the tour in Brookwood with a quaint cottage garden, and then we have gardens in Forest Hills that are well-established gardens with azaleas, older azaleas that are just beautiful. Some that are taller than my head.
Oh, my.
And older camellias. One of the gardens was owned by Hilda Cameron Eccles and her husband Red, and it was designed by Douglas Ellington in the 50s. It's a New Orleans style home and garden. So the gardens are actually enclosed and have beautiful wrought iron gates, so you don't see it from the street. You actually have to walk in. And we have a new garden on Country Club that's just beautiful. Another one in South Oleander that has been reworked by the garden owner. She has moved all the plants. It's a 50s style garden, but she has redone that. The Malloy Garden on Mimosa is on again this year. I don't think they've been on in 10 years, but their garden is always beautiful.
Wonderful.
We have a very small garden on Garden Avenue. It's the smallest garden, but it is jam-packed with beautiful tropical plants. Just a lovely garden. And then we have gardens on Masonboro Sound Road. We have an estate garden out there that's very large, so wear your walking shoes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just lovely gardens. And we have the Balinese garden that's pretty. We have a garden that is like a park setting. And then we have Airlie, which will be open on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to buy a ticket, you can buy them in the gardens, or you can go to our website.
All right, which is capefeargardenclub.org. Now, let's talk about one of the big deals with the wonderful Azalea Garden Tour is the opening ceremony. And Susan Taylor Block, tell us a little bit about Greenfield Lake and the gardens at Greenfield and the historical significance of that, because that's where the garden party happens.
Greenfield Lake is the beauty spot of New Hanover County in many ways. And it has been that way for a long, long time. It went through a lot of names, a lot of owners. And at some point, Cape Fear Garden Club got interested in saving that place. So did the North Carolina Cirrhosis here in Wilmington. There were a lot of groups. The garden club stayed perpetually interested, though, and has continued to give plantings and money for things there. People like Lewis T. Moore, Jimmy Wade, there's just a lot of giants here. But the campaign in 1925 swung everything, and the Wilmington people voted to buy Greenfield Lake. If they had not done that at that point, it was turning into a sort of a carnival atmosphere over there, and it was becoming just very dirty. So we're just thankful that we own it, that it wasn't subdivided. We like for more people to go out there for lots of occasions. And this is a very grand one because Cape Fear Garden Club, like I said, they've just stayed entwined with that lake.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Susan Taylor Block. You've also been hearing Rebecca Philpott. We're talking about the Cape Fear Garden Club's 2014 Azalea Garden Tour called For the Love of Gardening. Now, that opening ceremony happens at, well, I was going to say 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, but it starts a little sooner than that. There's lots of things happening this year.
The official ceremony starts at 10.
Okay.
But we wanted to do something a little special this year and bring our community into it. So we're going to have therapeutic bedside harpists playing their harps. That is Julie Reeder, Carol Green, and they will be accompanied by Hannah Beckett.
Okay.
And then the Coastal Christian Honors Ensemble Choir will sing. And then afterwards, we will go over to the gazebo at the Rotary Wheel, and the Cape Fear Community College Orchestra will play, directed by Philip Singleton, that directs the Talis Chamber Group.
Yes.
So we'll have some very nice music that day for people, and you can park at Legion Stadium. The buses will depart there beginning at 8:30, and people can ride over to the amphitheater. There's plenty of seating. It should be a comfortable place to have it, and we're planning on a beautiful day.
Oh, so you'll actually start out in the amphitheater.
We will.
All
yes.
right, and then move into the Rotary Garden there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, after the Queen, Kristen Hagelin, cuts the ribbon, we will move over to the gazebo and have homemade cookies from the Cape Fear Garden Club and lemonade.
Which is amazing, because there's just thousands of cookies that get baked for this.
Do you know how many cookies we burn before we get it right?
I just wanted to say a word about Rebecca. She's done such a good job this year. She's sort of the face of Cape Fear Garden Club this year. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful face. But I want to tell you something. These women are hardworking business people.
Yes.
And they raise a ton of money through this. And all of that money they recycle back into beautifying our area.
I wanted to know about the proceeds, because there are some scholarships and various things. First of all, let me tell you, the tickets are $25, but if you buy a $25 ticket, it's good for all 3 days. You can go to those 12 private gardens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Airlie Gardens is open just Saturday and Sunday, but that $25 ticket takes you through all of it. And you can go to capefeargardenclub.org, or you can actually get your ticket on one of those days at any of the gardens. So let's talk about the proceeds and what happens with them.
Well, we're so proud of what we do, because the net proceeds do go back to our community. We give scholarships to Cape Fear Community College, UNCW. We have a standing grant with the Audubon Society for the preservation of nesting islands along our coast, which is critical for the migrating birds that we have.
Mm.
Last year, we were able to give grants to Hospice, Habitat for Humanity, Laney High School, Wilmington Firefighters Association, Coastal Land Federation,
really?
The Arboretum, Airlie Gardens, Cameron Art Museum, the Battleship, Davis Community.
That's amazing.
We give a lot of money back, and it is because of the support from our community and people that buy tickets. So,
do you have any idea how many volunteers, how many Garden Club members are actually involved in creating this tour?
It takes 260 to manage the gardens alone. That doesn't count the ladies that are keeping up with 136 bells that we will have this year.
136 azalea bells.
Or the ladies that will be serving lemonade and cookies. In 2012, UNCW did an economic impact study, and they determined that for the Azalea Festival, 15,000 volunteer hours are given, and 30% of those come from the Cape Fear Garden Club.
My goodness.
So it's a lot of work.
But as you say, it's for the love of gardening.
It
you
is,
know,
and we are so indebted to the people that are willing to have their gardens on the tour, because if it was not for them, we could not have this tour.
That's
so
right.
Thank you, garden owners.
There you go.
They are all scrambling right now to get these gardens ready.
I haven't looked at the weather forecast for the rest of the week. How are things looking for the weekend? Have you noticed yet?
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, well, see,
yes.
Now, see, okay, we are going with positive affirmations here. We're not even looking at the weather forecast. We're saying it's going to be beautiful.
That's right. Well, the rain is washing the pollen away, and the sun will come out, and the azaleas are going to pop.
Sounds good. That sounds great. Anything else you want to tell us? So we have about a minute left. Anything that's just coming to mind that you'd especially like people to know about the tour?
Just to wear comfortable shoes, and if you can't make it to the ribbon cuttings, WWAY TV3 will be covering it live, so you can watch it from home, but we hope you'll come down to the amphitheater and join us, and It's going to be a great tour. We have a great variety of gardens. They're all beautiful, and each garden is unique.
Sounds so good. Susan, any last thoughts from you?
Just that everybody turn out.
Wonderful. That's great. Again, you can get your tickets at capefeargardenclub.org, or if you are a last-minute person, as I sometimes am, you can just go to start at your favorite garden and buy your ticket there that day, and you'll get to tour all 12 private gardens plus Airlie Gardens. All the private gardens are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 6. Airlie Gardens just Saturday and Sunday. But remember that this year at the Queen's Garden Party, the opening ceremony, come a little early. Don't come at 10, but come at 9 and hear some wonderful performances as well leading up to all that. Thank you both so much for coming today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
The 2014 Azalea Garden Tour, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right here in the home of the most beautiful azaleas in the universe. Okay. This is WHQR.